He said, "Thanks for the broken heart, baby." He said, "Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for the broken heart." I know that's right. I know that's right, Ben Miller. We do not have time to cry over spilled milk. Thanks for the broken heart. I got lessons to learn. I got things to do. If you want to hear more of that music, you need to get tickets to this concert on Friday at 6:30. Ben Miller from the Federales is going to be there. And, baby, it is going to be smoking. Ben, thank you so much for being on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline with me tonight.
Yeah, of course. Glad to be here.
Oh, my God. That song would be my favorite, except I love Whiskey for Christmas. Baby, that song is it. That's it. And it's so funny because I was sharing that tune with my dad. Because, you know, growing up, you know, having that Crown Royal, those little purple bags would come through the house, you know, with my uncles and, you know, my family. And that's how, you know, the party was getting ready to start, man. You know, when the whiskey got there, that's a Whiskey for Christmas. That's a family tradition for us. My daddy said, "That's our new holiday song." I said, "I know that's right, Daddy. That's Ben Miller and the Federales. How did you guys come up with that tune?"
Well, I was thinking about that earlier today. I don't remember exactly where I got the idea, but I believe I was standing on stage and we played another Christmas song that we wrote a few years, maybe 10 years ago. And I said, you know, "This is a great show so far, but this next Christmas, I want some whiskey." And like just on stage, I said, like, "I'm going to write a song called Whiskey for Christmas." And I figured everybody would hold me to that. So I actually finished that song. I wrote it in January 2020, and we were intending to record it all together in a studio over the summer. And obviously that didn't work out for an obvious reason. But mm-hmm. we recorded it completely remotely, everybody recording their parts at home, and then we assembled it all.
I love it. I love it. Now, you got a show coming up. Tell us all about it and how we can get tickets.
Yeah, so we are playing the show at 56 Brewing in Northeast Minneapolis on December 9th. There's tickets. If you go on our website, it's Federales, FederalesMPLS.com. There's a link on there and on our Facebook page and all over on the internet. But yeah, we have our new friend Claire Doyle is going to be opening up, playing some great honky-tonk songs, and I think we might even team up for a few of those old Loretta Lynn, Merle Haggard numbers as well.
No, stop. See, you can't even play with me about Loretta Lynn and Merle Haggard.
Yeah.
Baby, that's royalty right there. Oh, my God. Have y'all
Seriously.
Really been practicing that? Are y'all going to do some of those?
Well, so I'm flying in from New York that day. So Claire and I decided that I think we're going to meet up right before the show and work on a couple of those. We do a bunch of Merle Haggard all the time, and I know she does too. And we've been working on some Loretta Lynn songs since she passed away a few months ago.
Right.
And I know Claire loves the, you know, Patsy Cline and Loretta Lynn and everybody. So we're gonna do what we can and do this like a last minute great team up. And I always like the kind of like adrenaline from that sort of thing. So I'm hoping it'll be pretty great.
Now, talk to me about who inspires you. You know, you talking about Merle Haggard, you talking about Loretta Lynn, you talking about Patsy Cline. You know, a lot of singers today are not mentioning those great people, those greats that, you know, man, they were doing amazing things before we knew amazing things could get done. And here you are drawing inspiration and paying tribute to them in your shows today in 2022.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was like, my parents had big, you know, crates of records that I was sitting on the floor looking through, and I originally was like a big folk music, Bob Dylan, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, the Beatles, all that stuff. And then I started, you know, getting a little further in there, and there was that Merle Haggard stuff and old country
yeah.
records, and that's how I really got into that stuff. And then just started doing my own digging. And once we started the band, we went even further into Graham Parsons and the Byrds doing country stuff. And then, you know, it was just, you know, just connections, getting all those, that web of great artists together.
Who inspires you the most? Like, out of all the singers that you look up to, that you've drawn inspiration from, who is the one person you have to say is it for you? Who inspires you more than any of the others?
I mean, honestly, I think it's Bob Dylan, because he's really, you know, I'm a Minnesotan. I love his singing and his songwriting. And I think I've been told I sound a little bit like him, kind of nasally. And I love Merle Haggard. He's probably my favorite country singer, but I can't do that that Merle voice. He's too, you know, he's from
Oklahoma,
distinct. By way of California.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Yes. Oh, my goodness. This show is going to be amazing. What can people expect, you know, when they get tickets and come out to enjoy the evening with you?
Well, this room, we've played at 56 Brewing once before, about 3 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, and the room there is beautiful. It's off to the side of the tap room, and the back of the stage is all the barrels where they age beer, and it's just it's a great, great location.
Yeah.
And I think the music is going to be great with Claire and everybody. We're going to play for a few hours. So if people want to come on and hang out, you know, if you want to show up a little late, if you're, you know, if you're coming from work or something, that's totally fine. We'll be going for a while. So we want to see everybody there.
Yes. Now, tell us again the date, the time, and how people can get tickets.
Yes, this is Friday, December 9th, next Friday. I think doors open at 6:30. Music will start around 7. Tickets are $10. You can look on eventbrite.com or look on our website, federalesmpls.com.
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations on everything. It is so great to have you on the show. And I just know this is going to be a great night. And the fact that you all are paying tribute to Loretta Lynn, recently passed away, a musical stalwart and an icon. I just tingle just thinking about it. Thank you so much for the work that you're doing to pay tribute to all these musical legends in your performance.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, Ben Miller has been joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Looking for something fun to do for your family. Looking for an amazing night out with your friends. You definitely want to check out this show. And y'all don't go anywhere. We'll be more right back with more Still Talking. Whew, Jonathan, let me tell you something. I went to the doctor week before last, and she was like, your blood pressure's high. Let's have you rest for 5 minutes, and then we're going to take it again. It was still high. She was like, what is going on? What is stressing you out? I said, these damn Minnesota Vikings. I need them to either win a game or lose a game, but I can't take... Jonathan, I'm 50 years old. Okay, I can't take the stress of an exciting last-minute win. I mean, you're going to have to ease me into the win or ease me into the loss, but I can't take this. We're going into overtime. It's too much on my blood pressure, Jonathan. I'm going to have to make a health choice and not watch the Vikings games anymore because I'm telling you, I got a blood pressure cuff at home right now. Because these games are stressing me the hell out. Are you watching them and getting stressed out too, or is it just me?
I'm watching them. I'm not necessarily getting stressed out because, you know, my rooting interest on the Vikings is tepid at best.
Oh, my God. It's making my nerves bad, I have to admit. And I saw Justin Jefferson at a Thanksgiving food basket giveaway event, you know, a couple of weeks back. And I was like, dude, you got to stop that. I'm going to charge y'all for my blood pressure medicine. I'm going to send y'all the bill, and y'all go ahead and pay for that. Y'all let Walgreens and know that, y'all going to take care of this tab because – I can't be watching y'all and driving my blood pressure up. I'm 50 years old. My nerves are bad. And he thought that was so funny. I'm like, I'm not playing. But, you know, it's you know, I guess in one aspect it's fun. It's exciting. But, man, it is nerve-wracking. Have you been watching them all the way to the end?
It depends on when the games are during the day because – I have to come in here during the late window of games. And so I'll be in here and I'll have whatever games are on, I'll have them on here in the studio. So if the Vikings are in the late portion, I'll drive in, I'll have the game on here and watch the end of it there. If they're in the early session of the Sunday games, then I will usually sit at home and I don't watch the game all the way through. I have NFL Red Zone, so I will be watching the red zone go back and forth from the Vikings game to all the other games that are going on at that time. Mm-hmm. And it's usually very exciting toward the end because the Vikings, as you said, they don't know how to close until maybe the last 20 seconds of the game.
Jonathan, we can't keep playing like that. We cannot keep playing like that because somebody's going to call our bluff. What is going on? Why can't we just close it out and then be done with it and high five on the sidelines and, you know, sashay on up out of there? Why we got to just keep taking it all the way to the nail biter? What's going on?
That is what I like to call above my pay grade. I can't speak for Kevin O'Connell or I can't remember the name. I got to look up the name of the new GM or the Wolf brothers. I can't speak for Mark or Ziggy. I can't. You're going to have to go to Mark and Ziggy and say, hey, tell your team to get with it and do like Dallas is doing right now. You know,
oh my God, what is it?
Score 28 points in the fourth quarter and just blow somebody out.
At 47-19, Dallas and Indianapolis. This is ridiculous. They are just snatching the ball literally out of the hands of the receiver and they're running it in for a touchdown. They're playing whack-a-mole in the Salvation Army kettle.
Yep.
They're not even focused on the game anymore. They're just having fun. It's like, this is like watching a scrimmage. At this point.
That's not correct, yes.
Just like, I can't believe this. And see, but I need the Vikings to do this. See, my nerves will be calm. I wouldn't be so excited.
So,
it wouldn't be so stressful.
The GM, Kwesi Adofo Mensah, you need to go to Adofo Mensah and say, hey, tell your buddies, tell your boys down in the locker room, they need to have some 21-point fourth quarters and just blow some people out.
That was just scored again. Just don't make any sense.
Yeah. I can't do that. For entertainment value, it's phenomenal. It's awesome. And again, with no rooting interest for the Vikings, it's great. I can just sit back and watch everybody else pull their hair out and chew their nails off. It's fantastic.
You know, your coworker sitting over here with elevated blood pressure and a cuff at home where I got to check myself at night 3 times and in the daytime twice, fooling around with these Vikings. Now, I have to ask you this. I saw a story in the Star Tribune that said holiday parties are back in full swing. You know, back in the day, folks used to have office parties. COVID happened, and they got cut out, and they were doing the virtual holiday parties and that kind of thing. Now they're back bringing cheer. Would you go to an office holiday party? If Steve Simpson called and said, hey, y'all, Friday, 6 o'clock, we're having our WCCO Christmas party. Are you in or out?
I would for a couple of reasons. Number one, I've been into the workplace at my other job, and even though it's not as enclosed as this building is, you know, you're still there with 30, 40 people. Mm-hmm. And so I have been in a setting like that. And the other thing is I went to the work get together when we went to the Wild game. So there you go.
Okay.
I've already been to one.
Okay. See, I'm trying, Jonathan. I mean, you know, I dabble here and there. I know you know, heard me talk about being in certain spaces and places. So you know, I'll go for a little bit and then dip out, you know, but I'm not there yet where I'll stay, get there and stay for the whole thing.
Right.
You know, and like the babysitter's like, what you already doing back? What are you doing? And I'm like, I'm just not at the point where, you know, I got a sitter. I'm going to stay the whole time and then might go somewhere afterwards and have drinks. I'm not there yet, Jonathan.
Well, and the thing is, one thing that I have a sense of things being back to closer to normal than what they have been the last 2.5 years. The space that's down below us, the Cambria space.
Yeah, yeah.
So since that space ever was okay, let me get my syntax right. Ever since that space became the Cambria space, ever since Cambria bought it and built their showcase of their tops, their countertops or whatnot, the materials. They've had parties there, holiday parties.
Yeah.
It's been a very attractive and popular space.
It's nice.
To have not just holiday parties, but just throughout the year, speakers coming in or, you know, Geralyn has hosted her holiday special down in that space several times. And so when it got to this time of the year especially, you couldn't go. I believe there were 3 to 4 nights a week where companies, businesses, whatever would come in and have parties, have that space reserved for parties. And so the last few times I've been down here downtown, most of those times I've seen that space filled with parties.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So now that gives me a sense of, okay, people are trying to get back as much to the old quote-unquote normal as they did before, because that place is now getting to be as popular as it was back before the pandemic.
Yeah, it is a great spot. I remember coming in at night, and they have parties there, and I'd be dipping out. I'm like, we'll be right back. And then I'll run down there, play them commercials, and then be like, hey, y'all got any more of that shrimp left? Because they would have, like, some heavyweight parties down there. Like, one night, Andrew Zimmerman was down there having being honored for one reason or another. And you talk about the amazing food. They had shrimp as big as my fist down there. And so I probably got wrote up, maybe. I can't remember. I blacked out.
I'm but sure the bosses and management are loving to hear this.
Like, huh, baby,
I wonder why she's not coming back downtown anymore now that the parties are back.
Right. I need to resurface, especially if they're going to be serving food down there. Hey, we're going to resurface right after this commercial break. There's more coming up on Still Talking. Okay, so I thought that I was buying my dad the best birthday gift ever. His birthday is November 14th. I saw the Muhammad Ali Hugo Boss shirt. It's got Muhammad Ali on the cover. He's got his fist out. It's black. And they're sold out. So now, of course, I want to get it because it's not available. Okay, just don't tell me something's not available that makes me want it more. I'm that chick. So I put the alert on the Hugo Boss website, and I'm like, okay, when this becomes available, ping me. And so I got a ping that they had a 2X, and, you know, I could buy it. There was one in stock, so I don't know if it was a return, but I bought it. And I had it shipped to my dad, and I kept asking him, did you get the box I got you? Nope. Did you get the package? I spent a lot of money on that shirt. Hugo Boss is not inexpensive. And my daddy gets this shirt, and he is so not impressed. He's just like, okay, so what is this again? This Muhammad Ali shirt, because it's riding up my gut and the bottom of my belly is sticking out. It's European sizes, and my dad has the American dude dad body. And he is not impressed at all. And I am just heartbroken because I thought I had just gotten him the best gift ever and he was going to love it. Well, he did not. And so I was just kind of looking around because my dad loves coming to Minnesota from Texas. He loves all things Minnesota. He loves buying the Wisconsin cheese. He likes all the Minnesota snacks. He likes the Minnesota hats. He likes to get his Vikings gear, his Twins gear, his Wild gear. You know, he likes going to Caribou Coffee. Oh, he likes Old Dutch chips. Anything that he cannot get in Texas, he can only get in Minnesota. He is down like 4 flat tires, right? So then I found out about these You Betcha boxes. And I'm like, what in the hell is that? Well, it's a gift box of all Minnesota products, whether it is seasonings or, you know, peanuts or spices or, you know, anything that's made by Minnesotans. It is in these boxes, and they have different ones. They have some that are the best of Minnesota, and, you know, some that are, you know, center for women, and some that the guys would like. And I was like, you know what? My dad, was diagnosed with stomach cancer right after the pandemic started. And so he has been very careful about his footprint. And he has not been to visit us since then. And so he's missing out on all his cool Minnesota gifts that he likes to get and, you know, brag to his friends about or share with his church members to say, yeah, you know, I got a daughter up in Minnesota. And so I got the You Betcha box and he loves it. And I said, you know what? I'm going to bring Joel Eisfelder on. He is the CEO of the You Betcha box, and he is joining us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Winner, winner, chicken dinner, Joe. My daddy loves that box.
Well, thank you, Shaletta. That's so good to hear, and thanks for having us on. I'm glad you found us, and you're spreading the love for Minnesota products all the way down to Texas for us.
Now, you know, the one thing that I do, Joe, is support small businesses because I'm a small business owner. I've got this podcasting platform. And so, you know, I'm always looking for ways to celebrate, support, buy from, and help promote small businesses. And the one thing I like about the You Betcha box is I'm not just supporting you and the You Betcha box, but it's like supporting 20 small businesses because there's all kinds of products from small business owners in these boxes. And then you got a little card in it that features one of the businesses whose products is in these boxes. Talk to me about how this concept came to be.
And I think you're right on. Yeah, we're a small business too, but our mission really is to support other small businesses. And you know, the information that we provide about you know what we refer to as our local makers, you know, we really want to help those makers connect with a bigger audience. You know, as a small business owner, it's challenging starting any business, but especially if you're a food producer, you know, there's a lot that goes into that. It's hard to get the word out. You know, you're worried enough about just making your product and making it good and you know, making things that people like, but then you got to run a business, figure out distribution and marketing. So, you know, we really try to play, you know, a small piece of the puzzle to help them get the word out. And one way we do that is through sharing information about the makers themselves in the gift boxes. Mm-hmm. And then through our website, our social media platforms, we try to promote them that way too. They're, you know, we're really there to feature them. They're the star of the show, and we're just kind of helping to share that with as many people as we can.
Now, how long has the You Betcha box been around? Because this is a great gift idea for friends and family outside of Minnesota when you want to, you know, just kind of share our way of life, our culture, you know, our food, our spices, you know, the hats and all that. It's just a way to spread the love in Minnesota. And I just really appreciate, you know, being able to do that and not have to go buy five or six things and box them up myself and, you know, send them on. No, I can just get a You Betcha box. You've got, you know, various different kinds and types. And everything's in this one box and you guys can ship it directly to wherever I need it to go. And it's less work for me because I ain't got that kind of time.
Well, and we started before the pandemic. The company was founded in 2017 with the idea around, you know, sharing these products. But of course, you know, during the pandemic, I think, you know, a lot of people got really focused on, you know, wanting to support local businesses with everything that they were going through. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, actually I was hearing, you know, you're talking earlier on in the show about, you know, just the changes to behavior, you know, people shopping more online and going out a little bit less. So, you know, we want to make that easy too. So being able to box this stuff up all in one place. So if you do want to shop local, which is just something that, you know, people have as a value, they want to be able to support their local community. If you want to do that, it can be, you know, a lot of work to either do the research yourself, you know,
Okay, so I thought that I was buying my dad the best birthday gift ever. His birthday is November 14th. I saw the Muhammad Ali Hugo Boss shirt. It's got Muhammad Ali on the cover. He's got his fist out. It's black. And they're sold out. So now, of course, I want to get it because it's not available. Okay, just don't tell me something's not available that makes me want it more. I'm that chick. So I put the alert on the Hugo Boss website, and I'm like, okay, when this becomes available, ping me. And so I got a ping that they had a 2X, and, you know, I could buy it. There was one in stock, so I don't know if it was a return, but I bought it. And I had it shipped to my dad, and I kept asking him, did you get the box I got you? Nope. Did you get the package? I spent a lot of money on that shirt. Hugo Boss is not inexpensive. And my daddy gets this shirt, and he is so not impressed. He's just like, okay, so what is this again? This Muhammad Ali shirt, because it's riding up my gut and the bottom of my belly is sticking out. It's European sizes, and my dad has the American dude dad body. And he is not impressed at all. And I am just heartbroken because I thought I had just gotten him the best gift ever and he was going to love it. Well, he did not. And so I was just kind of looking around because my dad loves coming to Minnesota from Texas. He loves all things Minnesota. He loves buying the Wisconsin cheese. He likes all the Minnesota snacks. He likes the Minnesota hats. He likes to get his Vikings gear, his Twins gear, his Wild gear. He likes going to Caribou Coffee. Oh, he likes Old Dutch chips. Anything that he cannot get in Texas, he can only get in Minnesota. He is down like four flat tires, right? So then I found out about these You Betcha boxes. And I'm like, what in the hell is that? Well, it's a gift box of all Minnesota products, whether it is seasonings or, peanuts or spices or, anything that's made by Minnesotans. It is in these boxes, and they have different ones. They have some that are the best of Minnesota, and some that are Center for Women, and some that the guys would like. And I was like, you know what? My dad was diagnosed with stomach cancer right after the pandemic started, and so he has been very careful about his footprint, and he has not been to visit us since then. And so he's missing out on all his cool Minnesota gifts that he likes to get and, brag to his friends about or share with his church members to say, yeah, I got a daughter up in Minnesota. And so I got the You Betcha box, and he loves it. And I said, you know what? I'm going to bring Joel Eisfelder on. He is the CEO of the You Betcha box, and he is joining us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Winner, winner, chicken dinner, Joe. My daddy loves that box.
Well, thank you, Shaletta. That's so good to hear, and thanks for having us on. I'm glad you found us, and you're spreading the love for Minnesota products all the way down to Texas for us.
Now, the one thing that I do, Joe, is support small businesses because I'm a small business owner. I've got this podcasting platform. And so, I'm always looking for ways to celebrate, support, buy from, and help promote small businesses. And the one thing I like about the You Betcha box is I'm not just supporting you and the You Betcha box, but it's like supporting 20 small businesses because there's all kinds of products from small business owners in these boxes. And then you got a little card in it that features one of the businesses whose products is in these boxes. Talk to me about how this concept came to be.
And I think you're right on. Yeah, we're a small business too, but our mission really is to support other small businesses. The information that we provide about what we refer to as our local makers, we really want to help those makers connect with a bigger audience. As a small business owner, it's challenging starting any business, but especially if you're a food producer, there's a lot that goes into that. It's hard to get the word out. You're worried enough about just making your product and making it good and making things that people like, but then you got to run a business, figure out distribution and marketing. So, we really try to play, a small piece of the puzzle to help them get the word out. And one way we do that is through sharing information about the makers themselves in the gift boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And then through our website, our social media platforms, we try to promote them that way too. They're, you know, we're really there to feature them. They're the star of the show, and we're just kind of helping to share that with as many people as we can.
Now, how long has the You Betcha Box been around? Because this is a great gift idea for friends and family outside of Minnesota when you want to, you know, just kind of share our way of life, our culture, you know, our food, our spices, you know, the hats and all that. It's just a way to spread the love in Minnesota. And I just really appreciate, you know, being able to do that and not have to go buy five or six things and box them up myself and, you know, send them on. No, I can just get a You Betcha Box. You've got, you know, various different kinds and types. And everything's in this one box, and you guys can ship it directly to wherever I need it to go. And it's less work for me because I ain't got that kind of time.
Well, and we started before the pandemic. The company was founded in 2017 with the idea around, you know, sharing these products. But of course, you know, during the pandemic, I think, you know, a lot of people got really focused on, you know, wanting to support local businesses with everything mm-hmm. that they were going through. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, actually I was hearing, you know, you're talking earlier on in the show about, you know, just the changes to behavior, you know, people shopping more yeah. online and going out a little bit less. So, you know, we want to make that easy too. So being able to box this stuff up all in one place. So if you do want to shop local, which is just something that, you know, people have as a value, they want to be able to support their local community. If you want to do that, it can be, you know, a lot of work to either do the research yourself, you know, find where all these businesses are, or, you know, go store to store and kind of pull all this stuff together.
Mm-mm.
Where
we ain't got the kind of time, Joe. Because then you got four or five different shipping costs, and everything's going to get there in three or four different ways and three or four different days. And, you know, it's just so confusing. And, you know, I even like the presentation and how everything's in there. And, you know, I got one for me, and the kids were like, ooh, what's this? And I'm like, get away. It's not yours. This is mine. Sometimes grown-ups get treats for themselves. And, you know, just the way that it was all put together, you know, you guys take great care in not just what is in the box, but, you know, the presentation.
Yeah, gifting is an experience, right? You want to open that box and have a feeling that, you know, okay, mm-hmm. this is special. People have put some thought into this. And that moment, you know, we try to make it memorable, that the person who's giving the gift feels good because they know they're supporting these makers. But of course, the person who's getting it, you know, they're having this nice unboxing experience with a well put together gift, and they're getting great stuff. That's, you know, we emphasize that as well. It feels good to give the gifts, but of course, people are getting awesome food and being able to enjoy that too. So, and we also really strive, you know, the, you know, packaging. You order enough stuff through online stores, you get so many boxes and packaging and, you know, plastic and things like that. So, you know, part of what we try to do too is kind of eliminate some of the excess packaging and make it as eco-friendly as possible. So
I noticed y'all had it packed in there, baby. Y'all had it packed in there. I was like, there's more goodies under here. How they get all this in this little bitty box? Now, folks are already tagging me. Abby Silva wants to know how she can go online and find the box, get the box, look at the different types of boxes. Where can we go? Tell these people how they can get in touch with you.
Well, best way to do is on our website. It's youbetchabox.com, youbetchabox.com. Or you can just search You Betcha Box, and we pop up on Google too. And then we're also on Instagram. We try to, again, like I said, we try to share a lot of information about our makers and what we're up to, and that's You Betcha Box One is our handle on Instagram as well.
Well, I just appreciate having this opportunity to talk to you, because I need folks to know that You Betcha Box is there. You know, it saved me a lot of time and energy and trips to the store. It gave my dad, like you said, an experience. He has not been to Minnesota in a couple of years because of the pandemic. And, you know, he's battling stomach cancer, but he misses getting those treats from Minnesota, those things that he can only get here that he can brag to his friends about. And he opened that box and he got all that stuff. And I tell you, and the hat, oh man, that was it for him. It made his week. And I just think that these are amazing gift ideas for the friends and family members that we love who are outside of our state. You know they ain't coming here to visit us in the cold, Joel. So this is...
Well, it's funny, my in-laws are from Louisiana, and they were
just up here.
And they just missed the super cold snap that we have. So they were here when it was, 50.
Right, 50 degrees. Oh, yeah, that was nothing. That was nothing.
Yeah.
That was nothing. you got to tell me where your people are from. Where are your people from in Louisiana?
It's my wife's family. They're from the New Orleans area. So,
okay.
We send them, my parents send them You Betcha boxes to give them a little taste of Minnesota when they can't make it back up here. So, everyone likes to share a little bit of where they're from with people. And mentioned, people mm-hmm. who aren't from here, it's nice to send them things from Minnesota, give them a little flavor. We have a lot of people too who are originally from Minnesota, but now they live outstate. And so people want to give them that too. A little touch of home sometimes is nice.
Oh yeah. And we got them kids in college too. Going on or just moved away from home for the first time, just graduated from college. They want to get grown and jump and move to New York and Arizona and California and Florida. Send them a little taste of home. I didn't even think about that part, Joel. That's a good idea when you're buying gifts for your kids for Christmas. Your adult kids.
Yeah. It's fun to do it, and it's you can personalize it as well. We offer gift notes in the boxes, so any messages people want to send, again, make it really special and personalized, so it feels like you're really thinking of them when you sent that gift.
I sure appreciate that. That is so awesome. Okay, you got to tell us again how we can find the You Betcha box online so we can take a look at the offerings and think about what we want to get our friends and loved ones for Christmas.
Yeah, it's at youbetchabox.com. Again, youbetchabox.com. Right now we're offering we have a 10% off code on the website if you go to it. And it's free shipping right now as well. So if you need to get that box to California or Florida, we'll get it there for you with no extra cost as well.
Well, thank you so much for being on Still Talking and hanging out with me tonight. Merry Christmas if I don't talk to you before then.
Merry Christmas to you, Shaletta. Thanks so much for having me on. It's been fun talking to you.
All right. Been fun talking to you as well. And I'm going to be talking to Jonathan coming up next. It is 10:51. It is Still Talking. I'm Shaletta Brundage filling in for my friend Geraldine Steele. And Jonathan Lowe is in the Minneapolis studio at WCCO Radio. Jonathan, I have had an amazing time with you. I tell you, you have taken such good care of me tonight. Every commercial break, I'm running to check on the kids to make sure everybody's still asleep and, nobody's gotten up to get a drink. Nobody's had an accident. Cameron's coughing. I got to run, put her on a breathing treatment. And you just kept everything going for me. I just can't thank you enough for taking care of me so that I can do this job and still do these babies all at the same time.
It's in the contract. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Other duties.
It's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to try to keep the train on the track. And for the people that out there listen to what we do, there's stuff that goes into making sure everything comes across smoothly. So you have no idea what's going on.
What is going
on?
And that's the thing. I tell people all the time, if you got you a good producer, you're going to be all right. You can't have a good show without a good producer. I don't care how talented or amazing that host is. If you don't have a good producer, it's not going to work. It's just not going
to
work.
Trying to pump ourselves up, aren't we? You've got the... the talent, the talented
talent
of the host of the show. Yeah,
no,
I know where this is going. I've done this myself before. I know exactly where this is going.
But you know, I was talking about the Oscars and Will Smith, and they were like, you know, I said, you know, if they'd have had a better producer, we wouldn't have seen any of that, because the producer would have went right to commercial break. See, a good producer would have kept it, would have just been a rumor. I heard Will Smith slap Chris Rock because the producer would have went to black.
It depends on how much of a delay you have. It depends on how much of a delay you have.
I don't know. I just think that if all hell is breaking loose over here, you ain't going to delay. You're going to go straight to commercial break and then be like, okay, we need to regroup. Shaletta, what's going on over there? I hear you and Sean cussing. I hear the kids crying. Something is happening. I'm going to play a few extra commercials and I'm going to let y'all get it together. I'm going to move this guest. And then I mean, they did nothing. Because why? They didn't have a good producer. Nothing against Will Packer. He just is not a good producer.
I got to.
See? I know you won't push back on that.
I don't think I would have handled it any differently than how they handled it there, because again, it's not like you have a 10-minute delay on this. It's usually seconds.
It's not just the seconds, but it's the gut. You know, I was on Twin Cities Live like a couple months ago. It's been a while since I've been on, but it's been a couple of months that I've been on Twin Cities Live, and I was on one day, and my son Daniel was cutting up. I mean, he was, you know, just having a fit, and they couldn't see him, but I could. And so, you know, during like a segment where they were playing some video, the producer was watching me in the monitor, and he could see, and this wasn't on air, but he could see that I was up and moving my arms. So you know what he did? He kept playing video. He didn't have to talk to me. I didn't have to talk to him. I didn't send him a message. But as a good producer, he saw that something was going on, and that if he would have come back to me, I was up out of my seat. So he played some extra video to cover me while I got my kids in check. And then
here's the difference.
You know, he brought me back on camera.
Here's the difference, though. He had something to cover. He had something where, even if there's, and this is what we call in the business, again, inside baseball, this is what we call B-roll. Even if he's playing B-roll and the hosts are talking underneath the B-roll, there's something there that gives him or her a bit of time to react. The situation that happened at the Oscars, it happened so fast and so out of the blue that I don't think anyone could have reacted to that, because now if this had happened like in the middle of the in memoriam or in the middle of the nominees being announced, that's one thing. But because they didn't have anything to cover and because it happened so quick, I feel sympathy for the producers of the Oscars. I really do.
I've seen you move faster and do more with less.
Again, I've seen y'all can't see me. Y'all can hear me, but y'all can't see me. There's a difference.
Well, I've heard you fix it. I've heard you work it out. I've heard you move some things around at the last minute and make adjustments and make arrangements or add commercials, somebody drop. I mean, you make those adjustments.
Again,
I just don't think that they did that.
Again, with the commercial, especially if you're in a commercial break, that is, when we're not in commercial break and something happens, we got to come on and say, something's going on. Something's bleeping up. We'll get back to you in a minute. And then we get to a space where we can cover. If it's happened during a commercial break, we have cover to continue our cover. If this if you cut out right now and I'm finishing this show on my own, I'm like, well, there you go, folks. La-di-da-di-da, la-di-da-di-da, and then that's it.
Well, you know what? Speaking of finishing, we are done for the evening. It has been great spending the night with you, Jonathan. Oh, I said that out loud. I'm going to tell people I spent the night with Jonathan. What you do yesterday?
Please don't. Girl,
I spent the night. I'm going to post it on social media right now.
Goodness.
Hey, Steve Simpson, guess what I just did?
I spent the night with Jonathan.
Y'all have a great week. Thank you for hanging out with us. We've got more to come here on News Talk 830 WCCO. It is 10:51. It is still talking. I'm Shaletta Brundage filling in for my friend Geraldine Steele, and Jonathan Lowe is in the Minneapolis studio at WCCO Radio. Jonathan, I have had an amazing time with you. I tell you, you have taken such good care of me tonight. You know, every commercial break, I'm running to check on the kids to make sure everybody's still asleep and, you know, nobody's gotten up to get a drink. Nobody's had an accident. Cameron's coughing. I got to run, put her on a breathing treatment. And you just kept everything going for me. I just can't thank you enough for taking care of me so that I can do this job and still do these babies all at the same time.
It's in the contract. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Other duties.
It's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to try to keep the train on the track. And for the people that out there listen to what we do, you know, there's stuff that goes into making sure everything comes across smoothly. So you have no idea what's going on.
What is going
on?
And that's the thing. I tell people all the time, if you got you a good producer, you're going to be all right. You know, you can't have a good show without a good producer. I don't care how talented or amazing that host is. If you don't have a good producer, it's not going to work. It's just not going
to
work.
Trying to pump ourselves up, aren't we? They've got the, you know, the talent, you know, the talented host of the show.
No,
I know where this is going. I've done this myself before. I know exactly where this is going.
But, you know, I was talking about the Oscars and Will Smith, and they were like, you know, I said, you know, if they'd had a better producer, we wouldn't have seen any of that, because the producer would have went right to commercial break. See, a good producer would have kept it, would have just been a rumor. I heard Will Smith slap Chris Rock because the producer would have went to black.
It depends on how much of a delay you have. It depends on how much of a delay you have.
I don't know. I just think that if all hell is breaking loose over here, you ain't going to delay. You're going to go straight to commercial break and then be like, okay, we need to regroup. Shaletta, what's going on over there? I hear you and Sean cussing. I hear the kids crying. Something is happening. I'm going to play a few extra commercials, and I'm going to let y'all get it together. I'm going to move this guest, and then we'll go. I mean, they did nothing. Because why? They didn't have a good producer. Nothing against Will Packer. He just is not a good producer.
I got to.
See? I know you won't push back on that.
I don't think I would have handled it any differently than how they handled it there, because again, it's not like you have a 10-minute delay on this. It's usually seconds.
It's not just the seconds, but it's the gut. You know, I was on Twin Cities Live like a couple months ago. It's been a while since I've been on, but it's been a couple of months that I've been on Twin Cities Live, and I was on one day, and my son Daniel was cutting up. I mean, he was, you know, just having a fit, and they couldn't see him, but I could. And so, you know, during like a segment where they were playing some video, the producer was watching me in the monitor, and he could see, and this wasn't on air, but he could see that I was up and moving my arms. So, you know what he did? He kept playing video. He didn't have to talk to me. I didn't have to talk to him. I didn't send him a message. But as a good producer, he saw that something was going on, and that if he would have come back to me, I was up out of my seat. So he played some extra video to cover me while I got my kids in check. And then
here's the difference.
You know, he brought me back on camera.
Here's the difference, though. He had something to cover. He had something where, even if there's, and this is what we call in the business, again, inside baseball, this is what we call B-roll. Even if he's playing B-roll and the hosts are talking underneath the B-roll, there's something there that gives him or her a bit of time to react. The situation that happened at the Oscars, it happened so fast and so out of the blue that I don't think anyone could have reacted to that, because if this had happened like in the middle of the In Memoriam or in the middle of, the nominees being announced, that's one thing. But because they didn't have anything to cover and because it happened so quick, I feel sympathy for the producers of the Oscars. I really do.
I've seen you move faster and do more with less.
Again,
I've seen
y'all
you,
can't see me. Y'all can hear me, but y'all can't see me. There's a difference.
Well, I've heard you fix it. I've heard you work it out. I've heard you move some things around at the last minute and make adjustments and make arrangements or add commercials, somebody drop. I mean, you make those adjustments.
Again,
I just don't think that they did that.
Again, with the commercial, especially when if you're in a commercial break, that is, when we're not in commercial break and something happens, we got to come on and say, something's going on. Something's bleeping up. We'll get back to you in a minute. And then we get to a space where we can cover. If it's happened during a commercial break, we have cover to continue our cover. If this if you cut out right now and I'm finishing this show on my own, I'm like, well, there you go, folks. La-di-da-di-da, la-di-da-di-da, and then that's it.
Well, you know what? Speaking of finishing, we are done for the evening. It has been great spending the night with you, Jonathan. Oh, I said that out loud. I'm going to tell people I spent the night with Jonathan. What you do yesterday?
Please don't. Girl,
I spent
please
the night.
No.
I spent
please,
the night. I'm going to post it on social media right now.
Goodness.
Hey, Steve Simpson, guess what I just did?
I'm
I
sorry,
spent the
mama.
Night with Jonathan. Y'all have a great week. Thank you for hanging out with us. We've got more to come here on News Talk 830 WCCO.